Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Chat. Today we're talking about how do people feel when doing business with you? And the reason I chose this topic, I actually was going to talk about something else, but I switched it up because of this awesome experience that I had this morning with, of all things, Dylan's orthodontist. I know, right? I want to tell you the story about the orthodontist, okay? Before we go though, welcome. My name is Michelle Peterson. I am a direct response copywriter. I am a marketing consultant and coach. I am the founder of Exactly Right Online Marketing Agency, and I help entrepreneurs, small businesses tell their stories, get their messages out, attract new clients, patients, keep the ones that they have, and grow their business and make more money. So, which brings me to the feeling that people have when doing business with you. And yeah, you know, so most people don't think of an orthodontist, a dentist, any kind of medical practice, really, as being a role model for good customer experience. But maybe they should be. And let me tell you, I will be raving and I will be referring business to Dylan's orthodontist, to whoever I know needs an orthodontist, because he is always so upbeat and positive and just a joy to be around. And not only him, but his entire staff that he has surrounded himself in his practice. He has staffed his practice with people who embody that as well. So smart. He is such a smart businessman. Dylan always had my son, we try and get him to have early morning appointments so that he doesn't miss a lot of school. And so the practice opens at 8 and we have that 8 o'clock appointment. And so I normally drop Dylan off so he can go in, check in, get himself ready. And then I leisurely follow, you know, I park the car and leisurely follow. And the last couple of times I've walked in from the parking lot to the office with the doctor, you know, so he's getting there, you know, in enough time to see the patients, you know, he's letting them get settled and everything. So it's not like patients are waiting on him or anything, but he's getting there a little after 8, totally fine, like I say. And so we walk in together and he always has, you know, the smile for me and he always greets me. We walk up together, you know, he holds the door and, you know, it's just so nice. And, you know, we chat a little bit and he's always, always so nice and so positive and, you know, very personal, very personable as well. So I was asking, they're moving their office. So I was asking him about the move and was he, you know, downsizing or you know, what was going on? You know, Dylan's dentist had just retired. And so really I wanted to make sure he wasn't, you know, downsizing and getting ready to retire. And he's not. What he said was, you know, he's moving because he's going to have, you know, get more, a little bit more space so he can make better use of, you know, new technologies and everything so he can serve his patients better. But, you know, so he was just, you know, real open about what was going on and, you know, and rather than retiring, he said, oh no, I love what I do. I'm signing up for more kind of thing. So, you know, I thought that was real, you know, indicative of how he approaches business. Right? He loves what he does. And oh my gosh, you can totally tell. You can totally tell. It comes across. So the reason I'm sharing this story with you, and by the way, I asked Dylan when he got into the car. I said, "So he, Dr. Stanley, he always seems so nice and upbeat and happy." And he goes, "I said, you know, so is he like that with you guys too when you're back there, you know, when he's looking at your teeth?" And he goes, "Oh yeah." He goes, "They all are." So I mean, even my teenager noticed the vibe of the office. So the reason I'm sharing this with you in coffee chat about marketing is I think we really need to pay attention to not just what kind of vibe our marketing gets across, because of course you want your marketing to represent you and to be a true representation of you, but also think about the entire customer experience, right? So your customer experience starts with your marketing, for sure. But then it continues as somebody becomes a customer, as they continue to do business with you. And so your customer experience, if you focus on that customer experience and focus on providing a really stellar customer experience, well, then that's when you're going to get that raving fan like I am for this orthodontist, right? And you're going to surround yourself and you're going to be doing business with lots of raving fans. And what do raving fans do? They tell other people about their positive experience, right? You probably have heard that people talk about a bad experience way more than they do a good one. And that's true to some extent. However, when you provide that memorable, over the top, really outstanding, I mean, really distinctive and outstanding good experience to somebody, then they're going to share that as well. It's the mediocre kind of, well, yeah, it was okay, you know, kind of experience that they're not going to talk about. So they're going to talk about the bad, and even if it's a little bad, they're going to talk about that. So I think the spectrum is they're going to talk more about bad experiences. You can be just a little bad and they're still going to talk to you, talk about you, right? But you can be a little good, not so much, right? You're not going to get them set talking. But if you're really good, if you can provide that really good customer experience, that's when you're going to get people talking about you. That's when you're going to get referrals. That's when you're going to get that good social proof that we all, you know, want and need, and makes our marketing so much easier to do, because it's so much more believable. So I leave you with that today. I leave you with, when you are hiring people, when you are deciding what kind of marketing you're going to do, when you are setting up the systems or refining the systems that you have in place to deliver your products and services to your customers and clients, when you are thinking about how you're going to retain your customers, think about the customer experience. Put yourself in their shoes and walk the entire journey. And make sure that every step along that journey is a good one. It takes a little extra work. It takes an extra little bit of thought and planning. But if you can make their customer experience with you that really good one, I promise they are going to stick with you. They are going to be your lifer, to use Chalene Johnson's word. They will be your lifer. Even if it is a product or service that they, you know, that because of its own very nature, like an orthodontic treatment, there's going to be, I mean, there's a definite end to it, right? Ours is inside. He's just got a little ways to go before he gets those braces off. But so there's an end in sight to it. We're not going to keep going back and back and back, you know, so we're not going to be, hopefully, repeat customers, right? But that doesn't mean that our relationship with him will have ended, because I will be telling people about him, right? About his practice. I will be, when people are asking, you know, who's a good orthodontist, I will be one of the first to give his name as a referral, right? So I leave you with that. I leave you with, really think about your goal being not just the immediate sale, and letting your goal be more about developing that relationship, right? So if you do have, you know, like the repeat kind of business, where you maintain that relationship and they keep buying products and services from you, then what you're doing is you're increasing your lifetime customer value, right? So a customer isn't only as valuable as their first purchase with you, right? Their value is all of the purchases that they will be making from you if you have that kind of business. But if you don't, think of your lifetime customer value as the positive word of mouth, the positive referrals that you'll be getting, that's the kind of value that you're getting from making that real dedicated approach, dedicated focus on providing that customer experience. I sure hope that this has been helpful for you. I hope that it has made you think. And guys, you can do this. It is not hard to create a good customer experience. Just like I say, walk that customer journey in your customer's shoes and figure out how you would want to be treated. What is going to wow you? Make your business the Disneyland, right? Right? Walt Disney, what his quote was, do what you do so well that people will come back and they will tell and they will bring their friends, right? That's what I hope for you and your business, that you do what you do so well. You provide such a good customer experience that people will come back and they will bring their friends. So if you have found value in this, I do hope that you will share it. I would love that. Thank you very, very much in advance. Sharing is caring, after all. I do appreciate you being here with me today on Coffee Chat. We are here at 8:30 a.m. every morning, every weekday morning, and that's Pacific time because I am in California. And if you need help with this, with any of this, with you know, kind of planning out your whole business experience, the customer journey and the customer experience and how your marketing fits in with that, please reach out. I would love to explore if we are a good fit to work together, and if we are, kind of map out how I can serve you and help you with your business. Thank you again so very, very much. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you how you could reach me. Stick a comment in there below, private message me, call me, whatever's most comfortable for you, but do reach out, ask for the help if you need it. I am here for you and I'd love to help. So with that, guys, make it a great day. Cheers. Bye for now.